Well, Scott, as we look at what's going on market-wise today, I know there was some sales this morning of corn, 6.9 million bushels. Now, they say to an unknown destination, but it's getting to the point we kind of want to assume it's China.
Well, with the large grain crops headed our way, we definitely need to start working on these exports and getting them a little higher. The export sales report today was fairly neutral, a little bit on the lower side for corn and beans, but the wheat had a nice little boost as they trade above expectations this week.
I thought it was interesting, speaking of beans, they have 62% already booked, and it's only, what, a month into the new marketing year.
Well, at least low prices are certainly taking advantage of that. And, you know, this market is definitely on the oversold side, and we could see a little bit of a bounce here just to correct that. Overall, though, the trend is still down, and we'll probably work into the eighths, which is going to be an awfully low number. But hopefully we can start finding some support there and start building the demand up and to get the markets moving.
Now, there were some producers that were caught up, caught by surprise yesterday when Lemon, South Dakota, came in with a cash new crop corn bid of $1.96.
Yeah, that's a number that most people don't want to see and thought they would never see again. But it's out there. There's a lot of low twos in the South Dakota area, and that's putting a hurt on some people, and it's going to but with the oil prices coming off like they have, there's concern that the ethanol may not be as valuable and actually depress the price there a bit more. So we're looking probably at just getting some low prices here to rebuild demand and get the market moving.
Is there hopes that that price will stay north and not come down south into Iowa and Nebraska?
Well, it'll work its way down here, but we have the advantage of having a lot of cattle feeding that's going on through this area. A lot of hog producers, poultry, you get the ethanol plants in Nebraska more so than South Dakota. So we'll keep the basis a little more supported than they will in South Dakota.